This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Security Council met Friday at Russia's request for a second time in 1 week to discuss its latest allegations that the United States was operating a secret biological weapons program in Ukraine. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia claimed Russian forces had uncovered new documents during their military offensive and that Ukraine was playing only for a secondary role in the project. Nebenzia said Ukrainian specialists were not informed about the potential risks of the transfer of biological materials and were not aware of the real objectives of the research being carried out. U.S. Envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield dismissed the earlier allegations as bizarre conspiracy theories. She said the latest claims sounded like they came from some dark corner of the Internet. And she expressed Washington's continued concern that Moscow may be planting the seeds for an attack it would then blame on Ukraine. She said the U.S. continues to believe that Moscow may be planting the seeds for that attack. Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. continues to believe that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Friday it has verified 816 civilian killings since the fighting began February 24th, but believes the death toll is vastly understated. Ukrainian officials say thousands of civilians have been killed. Russia bombarded the outskirts of Kyiv on Friday, and Russian missiles launched from the Black Sea landed in western Ukraine near the airport of Lviv. The airport was not hit, according to Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy, but an aircraft repair facility and a bus repair facility were. This is VOA News. Russia's lead negotiator in talks with Ukraine said the sides have moved closer to agreement on the issue of Ukraine dropping its bid to join NATO. Vladimir Medinsky said Friday that the two countries are halfway there on the question of Ukraine adopting neutral status. Ukrainian negotiator Mykhailo Podolyak said on Twitter, "Our positions are unchanged, ceasefire, withdrawal of troops, and strong security guarantees with concrete formulas." The federal investigation into this week's fiery head-on crash in U.S. southwestern state of Texas revealed late Thursday that a 13-year-old was driving the pickup truck that struck a van, killing 9 people, including 6 members of a college golf team and their coach. U.S. National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg on Thursday revealed that the truck was driven by the child, who also was killed in the accident, along with a passenger in the truck. Landsberg said the truck's left front tire also blew out before impact. Although it was unclear how fast the two vehicles were traveling, Landsberg said it was clearly a high-speed collision. It's not unusual for young teens to drive in rural parts of the United States to facilitate work on farms. The Texas Department of Public Safety officials said a 13-year-old driving would be breaking the law. White House and Chinese officials confirmed U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke for nearly 2 hours on Friday as the White House looked to persuade Beijing not to provide military or economic assistance to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. China's foreign ministry was the first to issue a readout of the video conversation in which it described Xi as deploring conflict and confrontation and not in anyone's interest. It quoted Xi as saying the Ukraine crisis is not something we want to see. Although he did not assign any blame to Russia, China also sought to highlight its calls for negotiations and donations of humanitarian aid while accusing the United States of provoking Russia and fueling the conflict by shipping arms to Ukraine. Afghanistan's Taliban said Friday they will allow all girls in grades 7 and up to return to school next week. That's a move that's been praised by the United Nations. And once again, recapping our top story, the UN Security Council met Friday at Russia's request, second time in 1 week, to discuss Russia's allegations that the United States was operating a secret biological weapons program in Ukraine. The Russian ambassador claimed Russian forces had uncovered new documents during their military offensive and that Ukraine was playing only a secondary role in the alleged project. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.